Good afternoon. Now, today we are going to discuss on the precept of taking rest.
那拉姆拉问候大家下午好。那昨天呢已经有讨论到说这个戒律的这个问题了。
There are general precepts and particular precepts.
那么这个戒律呢有分一般的戒律跟特殊的这个戒律。
General precept is always remembering the qualities of the Buddha.
那么一般的戒律呢，是时常记得这个佛陀的功德。
And traveling with or mixing with a good Dharma friends.
和善知识在一起。
A person who practices the Dharma, which means.
就是指修持佛法的人。
A person who will not.Influence the negative actions.
那么就是不会以他的这个恶行来影响我们的人。
And also reciting the sutras and Dharma teachings.
那么也是指有做这个持诵跟学佛法的人。
Reading the biographies of the masters and Buddhas.
那么有阅读这个祖师大德的生平跟佛陀生平的人。
The particular the precepts are having taken refuge in the Buddha, and one must always one must not accept other religious teachers as your teacher.
那么这个特别的这个戒律呢，就是指对这个三宝做这个皈依，那么还有上师做这个皈依，那么不依止这个外道的神旨。
And particularly the worldly deities. Worldly deity, you must not take the refuge in the worldly deities.
特别是这个我们讲的世俗的神旨。
And this does not mean that you cannot pray to the.Worldly deities.
不是说我们不可以对这些世俗的神子进行这个膜拜。
But the meaning is that one should not prostrate or take refuge in them by thinking they are qualified enlightened being.
那么意思是说我们不要对这些神子做这个皈依而认为它是圆满的。
And also by thinking that they areThe one who can show you the right path to the liberation.
那么也不要说他们可以指引我们这个正确的道路。
But for small purposes, one can pray or prostrate to the worldly deities.
那但是对于这些小的一些目的的话呢，是可以对他们做这个祈求的。
The reason is that these worldly deities, they themselves are in the samsara with the karma.
那么主要的原因不允许，是因为他们也还在这个娑婆，那么他们也还是带有这个业。
They themselves is born in this samsara due to their previous negative karmas.
那么他们投身于这个娑婆，那么是基于他们之前以前所造的这个业。
So therefore, that they themselves are not liberated, or they have not achieved the liberation.
那么换句话说，他们本身也还没有达到这个解脱的境。
Because these worldly deities, if you please them, they will feel happy. If you don't please them, they get angry.
那么这些世俗的神职呢，如果你取悦他们的话，他们会欢喜，相反的话呢，他们会生气。
So since they are dependent on such circumstances, they are not liberated themselves.
那么既然说他们是依这样的一个条件，那么他们本身也没有解脱。
Whereas Buddhas are different, there is no, Buddhas will never get overjoyed when you please them Buddhas will never get angry when you criticize.
那么佛陀就不一样了，佛陀不会因为你的这个赞颂而起这个欢喜心，因为你的相反的行为呢而起这个懊恼的生气的心。
Because Buddhas are free from these misconceptions, anger or overjoy or whatever, or clinging.
那么因为佛陀呢已经从这种种种染污的概念当中解脱出来，比方说生气、愤怒等等。
So Buddha is the only Buddha or Buddhas doesn't matter. Buddha means Buddha Shakyamuni. Buddhas means there are countless Buddhas who have achieved enlightenment much earlier. So all the Buddhas, they are the right person who can show us the path.
那么不论是我们讲一尊佛或者无量佛的话呢，这个无所谓。当我们讲一尊佛的话呢，指的是释迦牟尼佛。那么无量佛的是指很早以前已经证悟的这个诸佛。那么他们呢，都是能够收指示我们这个正确道路的证悟者。
But in this time when we say Buddha, mainly the Buddha Shakyamuni, because he is the teacher of this era.
那么在这我们谈到这个佛的话呢就是特指释迦牟尼佛，他是这一节的这个佛。
So, therefore, that one should never give up faith and devotion to the Buddha.
因此我们不应该放弃对佛的信心。
No matter whatever difficulties one may face, no matter whatever happiness one may attain, you must always take refuge and keep the faith and devotion to the Buddha.
那么，即便是我们遭遇到怎么样的困难，或遇到怎么样的这个顺境的话呢？那么，我们都应该一心皈依这个佛，那么保持对他的绝对信心。
When we say take refuge in the Buddha, this does not mean only that particular period we take refuge.
那当我们讲说皈依佛的话呢，不是只说特定的一段时间而已。
We first take the refuge means join the refuge ceremony and then receive the refuge vow. And afterwards we may say the refuge prayers. But not only those particular periods. We must always, whether sleeping or whether working or whatever one is doing, we must always, often,although we can't remember throughout the time, throughout the day, but whenever there is a free time, must try to create faith and remember the qualities of the
那么第一呢，当我们讲到说这个皈依的时候呢，不单只是说我们接受这个皈依的这个仪式，然后我们守这个戒，然后念这个皈依的这个经文，不单只是这样的，而是必须说整天，比方说不论是在睡眠当中，在工作当中呢，我们都必须要谨记这个皈依，就是这个换句话说就好像24小时这样，我们都不能够掉这个信心，我们都必须以绝对的这个信心来做这个皈依。
But do not expect that Buddhas will talk to us.
但是不要期待说佛陀会跟我们说话。
Buddha's wisdom is very sharp. So Buddha always sees what we do, though we don't see the Buddha directly.
那么佛陀是具有这个绝对锐利的这个智慧，他能见到我们所做的这个一切，但是我们却不能见到佛陀所有的一切。
So when you do the prayers to the Buddha, the message will definitely be passed to Buddha.
那么当我们对于佛做这个念诵的时候呢，我们所传达的信息必然会传到他那。
It's like sending the internet mail.
就像我们上网络做这个沟通一样。
Before there was no internet system, nobody believed that we could pass message in such way.
那么在没有这个网络的时代的时候，我们都不能相信说能够用这样的一种方式来进行沟通。
So at that time, it may be difficult people to introduce that a message can be passed to Buddha.
那么在那个时代呢，可能是困难的，要用这个，要让这个信息能够沟通到佛陀那边，可能是困难的。
But we could not thing at that time that that was not possible.
那么即便是这样，我们也不应该想说在那个时代是不可能的。
So today it is easy for us to believe because we can have the examples how invisibly things can be passed.
那么今天呢，事情就容易了，因为我们有这样的信心，知道说这样的一个信息呢，无形的这种信息是可以传达的。
And taking refuge, having taken refuge in the Dharma, then one should not harm the sentient beings. One should not do the mischievous actions.
那么既然是已经皈依这个佛法呢，那么我们就不应该伤害众生，做任何的这个不正当的行为。
And this is, I think, very important for us, and it is also something that we can do.
那么拉姆拉认为说，这个对我们来说是非常重要的，也是我们可行的。
We always have the many negative thoughts all the time.About the sentient beings, about your friend, about your enemies.
那么我们常常会有这种对于别人不好的这样的念头，比方说对众生啊，对亲友啊，对自己啊等等。
So then when we have this sort of harmful thoughts, or actually harming the sentient beings, then actually it breaks the refuge vow.
那么如果说我们有这样的一种恶念，甚至于说的去伤害到众生的话呢，那么我们就是毁犯了这一个破了这个皈依戒。
And the most important thing is not the action, but the mind that leads the action.
那么最重要的呢不是这个行为，更重要的就是我们的这一个起心动念。
So even though we as ordinary sentient beings, we may thinkmany times that way, but right away, the moment we have this thought, we should remember that it is against the refuge vow and try to abstain from that thought.
那么就说我们都是凡夫，有时候我们在这个心理上我们有很多这样的一种念头，但是一旦这样的念头一旦升起的话呢，我们要制止它，我们必须知道说这样的一个念头呢，其实跟皈依戒呢是相违的。
And as a Dhamma practitioner, there should not be any sentient beings against oneself.
那么我们既然是这个佛法的修持人的话呢，那么我们就不应该树立这个敌人。
Even the mosquitoes, one should not be against the mosquitoes.
即便是蚊子，我们也不应该跟它持对立的立场。
So this is very difficult.But try to think once in a day, in the beginning.
那么虽然这个是非常困难的，但是呢，拉姆拉鼓励我们说，就是每天的第一次，就早晨起来第一次呢，做这样的一种思维。
Then after 1 month or 2 months, try to think 2 times a day.
如果可以的话，那就两次。
Then after a year, maybe few times a day.
那么一年后可能就一天几次吧。
And then we should try to do more and more.
那么慢慢的呢就越来越多，越做越多。
But you can't think that way sometimes or maybe most of the time. Again, there's no reason to feel bad, to feel unhappy.
那么有时候我们就是没有办法做这样的一种很正面的这个思考，在很多的时候没有办法，我们内心上会有一种痛苦的挣扎。
Even if one have created the harmful thought or harmful action, right after that, one must accept that this is the mistake and one will not repeat it.Rather than feeling unhappy or rather than feeling guilty.
那么即便是有时候我们真的是有这样的一种恶的念头，或者做了这种恶行的话呢，我们不要说觉得不高兴，但是我们
feeling guilty, feeling unhappy is not the Dhamma practitioner.
我们不要觉得内疚，因为觉得内疚的话呢，这个不是修行人的这个行为。
Our Dhamma practice is to give us happy, not to give us unhappy.
那么佛法呢，是让我们觉得乐，而不是让我们觉得苦。
But it is very important to accept the mistakes.
那么这是能接受这个错误是很重要的。
So whatever, even if one happened to have bad thought or happened to practically harmed sentient beings, right after try to confess.
那么有时候就说我们可能有这样的一种恶的这个念，或者说伤害了众生的话，那么我们就去忏悔吧。
Confessing is very simple, very simple. There's no complicated ways to confess.
那么这个忏悔呢是很简单的，不是很复杂的。
Normal the sutra ways, if do, one should recite the, one should make the, there is in the Samatabhadra's text, the dedication of merit. In the beginning there is offerings.And after the offerings, there's recitations or confessing. So just in front of the statues of the Buddha or in the temple, or if you do not have the statues, you imagine that Buddhas are in the space, and then right in front of them, one confess whatever one did.
那么我们可以依这个经教的方法呢，来念这个普贤菩萨的这个经文来做这个忏悔。那么普贤菩萨的这个经文当中呢，它就有这个供养忏悔的这个内容。那么我们做忏悔的方法可以是，我们观想说佛就在这个前方，然后我们向他忏悔。当然是说，如果说我们没有这个寺院或者这个对象，佛的那个像做这个忏悔。
And confess in front of the statue or visualizing the Buddhas, confess whatever negative actions one have done.Out of great regret.
那么，当我们在这个佛像前或者佛前做这个对我们的这个恶行做忏悔的时候呢，我们必须是发自真诚的去忏悔。
And mentally remember whatever negative actions one have done.
那么，我们在这个思想上，我们必须记得说我们所做的这个坏事。
Imagine that Buddha's there.They hear or they understood what you are actually confessing.
那么做这样的观想，观想佛陀听得到，他也明白我们在做的这个忏悔。
So the confessing here actually means out of great regret, you are now asking the Buddhas to.Make that negative action fruitless.
那么这个忏悔呢，是发自真心的祈求佛陀，让我们所造的这个业呢，不能结成那个果。
Then there is no negative action or no sin or no non-virtuous deeds that cannot be removed or cleared.
那么如果是这样的话，就没有我们所说的没有所有的恶行、所有的罪业等都不能够清净的。
And having taken refuge in the Sangha, then one must always think that Bodhisattvas are your guardian along the traveling along the path.
我们皈依这个僧伽的时候呢，我们就必须做如是的思维，就是思维说菩萨呢，他就是我们道上的护法。
And never think that a heretical person or non-Buddhist practitioners as your Dharma friend.
那么不要去想说非这个佛友的话呢。是我们的朋友。
But that does not mean that you cannot have any friend from other religions.
那么这并不代表说我们不能有其他的非佛教的朋友。
You can have the friend from any other religion, but you cannot treat their religion as the same religion as Buddhism.
那么我们可以有其他宗教的朋友，但是我们不可以把他们的宗教等同于我们自己的佛教。
Today in the West, there are many groups who treat all the as a one, same religion.
那么今天在西方呢，有许多的这个团体呢，把所有的宗教呢都视为同样的一种。
So this sort of thing is hard to say to be a Buddhist.
这样的一个情况呢，是很难对这个佛教徒来说的。
But of course, one must respect other religion. One, there's no reason to criticize other religions.
那么但是我们必须要尊重其他的宗教，因为我们没有这个理由说去批评其他的宗教。
And also, if possible, before go to the bed, prostrate to the shrine, or prostrate three times. If you have shrine in front of shrine, even if you do not have a shrine, just in the room.Visualizing they are everywhere, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas are everywhere, and then you prostrate. And when you wake up, also do three times in the morning.
那么我们可以这样做，就是如果我们有这个坛城的话呢，我们可以在这个坛城前呢做三次的这个顶礼。那么如果我们没有的话呢，我们也可以在自己的这个屋子或者房间里头观想说周边都遍满了诸佛菩萨，然后做这个三次的顶礼。那么早晨起来的时候呢做三次。
But these prostrating in the evening and morning is not a precept that can break the refuge vow.
那么这个早晚做这个皈依顶礼对不起，做这个顶礼的话呢，不是皈依戒中的一条。
If you can do, that is very good. If you can't do, still you should not think that, I broke the refuge vow.
那么如果我们可以做的话呢，那么当然是非常好的。但如果我们没有办法这样做的话呢，我们也不要想说我已经破了这个皈依戒。
So anyway, one must always rely upon the triple gem. Whether whatever one is doing, you should always remember the triple gem.
那么重点是我们必须要依止这个三宝，不论我们做什么事情的话呢，我们都不要忘记这个三宝。
Rather than thinking that the triple gems cannot help us, I must be greater than them. I can do more than they bless us. You shouldn't think that way.
那么不要有这样的一个想法，就学说三宝对我们呢是没有任何的这个不能够给我们任何帮忙的，我自己就比他更伟大，不要这样。
So that is the brief explanation of the refuge. Now, the actual or main part of the teaching.
那么刚才所说的呢是这个对皈依的大致的一个介绍呢，现在呢就进入这个正式课题三线分的讲解。
Everyone has got this one. Maybe I'll go according to this slip. So first, the main teaching, it said, the instruction on the impure vision. So this is one of the vision. And as I said, this text, Tipravision and Tipatantra, is based on the Vajravas text by Virupa. That in the Vajravas text, in the beginning,That is said three phrases.
那么首先要谈的是这个不清净见。那么有提到说这个三线分跟这个三藏的这个经典呢，是依这个毗卢巴大师那所写的。那么在他所写的这个著作当中呢，有三个偈颂。
So the three phrases is first is it said to the sentient.To the sentient.
这个三个偈颂是对众生。
And then second says the defilement, or negative action.
不净。
Defilement. Or desire, anger, hatred, these three are the defilements.
烦恼，对不起，就贪嗔痴。
And then third one said, impure vision.
第三讲的是不清净见。
So what it means is that sentient being to the sentient being means we sentient being.
那么对众生是讲我们众生。
So it means that samsara.
指的是娑婆。
And all existent.
或者世俗的存在。
And then the defilement, it said that what is the cause of the sentient being or samsara is the defilement.
那么这个烦恼的话呢，只是这个讲的是这个众生的因或者娑婆的因。
And then it said that impure vision. So what is the now result of that defilement? Is the impure vision.
那么不清净见指的是烦恼的果。
So now it explains about the universe, samsara.
那么现在呢，他解释的是这个娑婆。
So it is three things. Why that impression is explained is in order to generate renunciation thought.
那么这有三个点。那第一个就是为什么要解释这个清净见呢？那么就是要升起这个出离心。
We have to renounce this samsara.
我们需要对这个娑婆呢，升起这个出离心。
But we do not have the confidence in renouncing this samsara, or we do never think to renounce this samsara.
但是我们对这个出离这个娑婆的这个信心不足，我们甚至有时候也没有想到要出离。
So we must first know the reasons why we need to renounce this samsara.
那么首先呢，我们就要知道说，为什么我们要升起这个出离心的原因。
So therefore, there are three things for us.
因此有三件事我们一定要懂。
In order to generate the renunciation thought, we must understand the fold of the samsara.
那么所以我们必须要为了升起这个出离心，那么我们必须要知道这个娑婆的错误。
And in order to, since we know that we should renounce the samsara, but then we should also encourage ourselves to put the effort towards renouncing this samsara.
那么既然我们知道说要升起这个出离心，那么我们就应该说放这个精进力，鼓励自己去做。
So in order to encourage ourselves in practicing Dharma, we must then the teaching explains the difficulties of human life, difficulties of obtaining the human life.
那么既然说我们说要鼓励自己，那么在这个佛法上的这个修持的话呢，所以在教法当中呢，他就有解释到说何谓人生难得。
Now one has the renunciation thought, and one has the encouragement or generated the efforts, one has the feeling of generating the efforts to renounce this universe.
那么现在说一个人他有了这个出离心，他也有了这个勇气呢，去不断的鼓励自己说从这个娑婆当中脱离出来。
So then one should know that how to renounce this universe, samsara.
那么就要到这说如何的去升起。
For that, then explains about the law of karma.
那么在这个教法当中呢，解释了因果。
Generally speaking, this universe, whole universe, universe means three, usually we say the three realms of existence.
那么一般来讲，这个整个这个宇宙的话，我们指的是三界。
This universe are full of three sufferings.
那么这三界呢，是充满了三种痛苦。
Full of three sufferings means...Some realms have some kind of suffering, some realms have other kind of sufferings.
那么充满痛苦指的是可能这个界有这样的痛苦，那个界有另外一种不同的痛苦，都是充满着痛苦。
Basically, there are three sufferings: the suffering of suffering, and the suffering of change, and suffering of the conditional phenomena.
那么这个基本三种痛苦呢？第一种就是苦苦，然后坏苦，还有一个是改变转移的苦。
Suffering, the suffering of the suffering explains the suffering of hell realm.
那么苦苦解释的是这个地狱的苦。
People may be threatened to listen to the about the hell realms.
那么人们大概害怕说去听到说这个地狱的苦。
Because in the West, the Dharma students are not happy to listen to the hell realm about the hell realms.
那么因为在西方的弟子呢不喜欢听到有关这方面的这个内容。
They said that we did not come to listen to this about the hells, which is very terrible.
因为他们说他们不是来听地狱苦的，这令人感觉很不舒服。
You know, most of the Buddhists in the West were originally Christian.
那么在西方呢大多数的这个佛教徒呢早前都是基督教徒。
So they were so threatened the way the Christianity explains the hell.
因此他们对于这个地狱有关地狱内容的解释都感到非常的害怕。
So they say we came here to listen the Buddha Dharma in order to avoid that kind of Christian's hell.
那他们的目的就是说要听闻这个佛法呢来避免这个基督就是基督教所提到的这种地狱苦。
But the Christian's way of explaining hell and the Buddhist way of explaining hell are different.
那么这个基督教的这个对于地狱的解释跟佛教对于地狱的解释是不一样的。
Christian's way of explaining is that we sentient beings have no choice, only two choices.No more than two choices.
那么根据这个基督教的教义呢，众生是没有选择，它只有两种的选择。
Either you believe in God or not, these two things.
那么你信或者不信神。
Whereas Buddhists said that this is not such.
那么在佛教中却不这么认为。
Buddha himself said.That I did not create the world. I did not create your suffering and your happiness.
那么佛陀说我并没有创造这个世界，我也没有创造出你的痛苦跟快乐。
Buddha said that if you have done good things, you have good lives, you do not need to thank me. You should thank yourself.
那佛陀说，如果你有好的东西，你有好的生活，那么你不用感谢我，你就感谢自己。
And similarly, that if one's life is not good, then also should not criticize the Buddha.
那同理的，如果说一个人的生活不好的话，那么也不要去批评佛陀。
It is yourself to criticize.
那么要批评的是自己。
And another way is.That we Buddhists never said that Buddha sends you to the hell and heaven.
那么在佛教当中呢，我们也不说佛陀把我们送入地狱。
We were born in the hell or in the heaven or Buddha realm according to our actions.
那么我们自身会堕入这个地狱呢，是根据我们自己的行为而来的。
And then according to Buddhism.The hell realm, according to the Abhidharma Kosha, it said that hell realm is somewhere underneath the Bodhgaya.
那么根据这个阿毗达摩论讲的话呢，这个地狱呢是在那个布迪伽亚的下面。
But according to the Lamdi teaching, we do not believe that such place called the hell realm.
那么根据道果的这个讲法的话呢，是不相信此说的。
Shanti Deva said in the Bodhisattva Charya Avatara, he said that who manufactured, you know, in the hell we explained that ground, iron, hot iron grounds, And Shantideva said, who manufactured such ground, iron ground, and so on? There is a place which can be called iron. Who constructed a place called hell? Who constructed that hell?
那么，上帝对吧？吉天菩萨说，谁是那个化现出那个地狱的这个人
？There is no constructor for hell then.
那么没有说建筑出这个地狱。
So then he said, therefore, all these hell realms are the reflection of our negative mind.
所以上帝对话说，所有这一切呢，都是我们心的这一个反射。
So now we can believe that hell exists.
那现在我们可以相信说，地狱是存在的。
Because our negative mind exists, do exist.
因为我们这个不善的这个心是存在的。
The reflection of the mind can be in many forms, in many ways.
那么这个反射的这个心呢，可以是以不同的很多种的不同的方法或形式出现。
So the one very simple example is long time before when I was young, when I was in Sakya College, we used to have a Tibetan neighbor. And one day he came to us bringing all his belongings, telling us, please give these his belongings.He is going to run away now.
那么，Lam La 给了一个很简单的例子。他说，当他小的时候呢，他家有旁边有一个藏族的这个邻居。有一天，这个邻居带了他所有一切的这个财物呢，然后交给他们说，请你帮我保存，因为我要逃走。
So then we asked why you want to run away? He said he will be arrested by the police.
那么，拉姆拉他们就问说，为什么你要逃走？他说，因为我这个警察会逮捕我。
And we asked him, how do you know that the police was going to arrest you?
那么他们便问他说，为什么你知道警察会逮捕你？
And he said, people around him were talking about him, these things. And he could also hear from the radio, they broadcast that he would be arrested.
那么他的回答是因为他周围的人都在谈论着他，那么他也从这个收音机上呢听到这个消息。
So this is the mental reflection. Something went in mind and then reflection comes out.
那么这个就是心的反射，一些东西到了这个心，那么它反射出来的现象。
I think this sort of things can many of the mental people who have mental problems do.Feel, do sense these sort of things.
那么，一般上这个有精神病的人，他们都会有这样的一种感受。
So in this way, that our hell realms, so due to our negative actions, then we will feel our reflection. There will be some kind of reflection. All the surrounding is like explained as hell realms.
那么这个地狱道呢，那么就是这个恶的这个行为所造成的，所以我们因这样的话呢，我们会有这样的一个感觉，然后反射出觉得说整个周遭的这个环境呢都是一个地狱。
So now the first one is suffering is the samsari is the hell beings suffering of the hell beings.
那么第一个苦呢讲的就是这个地狱道众生。
Because reason why it is said hell being is because hell being just being born in this samsara is the suffering. And then they have the extra suffering that we human beings don't experience.
那么我们所以说他是这个地狱道的众生，因为他生在那里呢就是痛苦，那么他还有多于许多我们人道所没的痛苦。
So basically there are four different types of the hell realms.
那么基本上呢它有四种这个地狱道的痛苦。
Ten sort of hells.
那么在这的内容讲到是有三种众生所遭受的这个痛苦。
The first one is suffering of the hell. The suffering of the hell are four.
那么地狱之苦有四种。
Suffering of cold hell realm.
这个热地狱苦。
Suffering of the hot hell realm.
对不起，先前的是这个寒冷的这个地狱，那现在拉姆拉讲的是热地狱。
And suffering of the neighboring hell.
近边地狱。
And the suffering of the minor hell.
那么我的名称可能不是很准确，就是小地狱。
So the suffering of the hell, the cold hell, are eight.
那个寒冰地狱有八种。
These are in this text.
都在这个书中有。
The first one is called the blister hell.
第一个是冰雹地狱。
The bursting hell.
裂雹。
Bursting blister hell.
裂雹地狱。
The bra hell.
波波地狱。
The alas hell.
灰灰地狱。
The chattering teeth hell.
咬牙地狱。
The upala flower hell.
乌巴拉花地狱。
The cracked like a lotus hell.
莲花地狱。
And the greatly cracked like a lotus hell.
爆裂莲花地狱。
So I will just explain one of them, and then I won't go through all the hell rest.
那么说他在八个当中他就挑一个来讲，因为我们都需要一点休息。
So the first, the hell of the bluster hell, is the place where these hells and hell this sentient being will be born is ice ground. Ground is ice.
那么这个冰雹地狱呢，众生出生的这个环境呢，它整个这个地呢是冰雪的。
Very very huge, huge, wide ice ground.
很大很大的这个冰雪之地。
And surrounded by the snow mountains or ice mountains.
那么周围有这个冰山或者雪山的围绕。
And shivering too much snows from the sky.
那么从这个天上会降落许多许多的这个冰。
It's very, very cold that we can never have this such cold in this human realm.
那么非常非常的冷，就在这个人道当中是不会有这样的情况的。
And it is so dark that there is not even a glimpse of the light of the star.
那么是如此的黑暗，连一丝这个星光都不会有。
And there is no small patches of cloth to keep warm.
即便是一小块的这个布作为衣服也没有。
And there is nobody else, only oneself on this ground.
那么不会有别人，只会有自己在这个地方。
And one will be born in this hell, cold hell realm, spontaneously, without parents.
那么
It's called a miracle birth. Miracle birth means no parents, just themselves appear there automatically.
那么他的这个出生的方式是自然的，就像魔法这样很自然的生在那。
And a very huge size of the body.
那么有巨大的身体。
And then as being born there, due to the cold, so cold that so many blisters comes out from your body.
那么因为太过冷，所以就有那种冻疮布满这个身体。
And so such is the cold, first cold realm.
那么这个是第一个这个寒冷地狱。
So one has to suffer the cold in such place many many years, long time.
那么一个众生呢必须在这样一种极端寒冷的这个环境中呢受很多很多很多年的苦。
The lifespan you cannot count, so it is counted with the sesame seed.
那么他们的寿命呢是不能去计算的，所以是由那个芝麻来做这个计算单。
Viljang is in near Bodh Gaya. Magadha is the place, name of the place in India, near Bodh Gaya, Magadha.
Nagada 是在印度的一个地方。
And there is a container which they call the Viljang, where they keep the sesame seed.
那么有一个容器叫 Dujang, 它其实是一个存这个芝麻的这个容器。
The size of that container is pretty big, maybe 2-3 feet high.
这个容器是很大的，2-3米这样高的。
And it said that, so fill up the seed with this container, and every 100 years, you just take out one sesame seed.
那么就说这个桶里面呢，盛满了这个芝麻，每100年拿出一颗。
So the hell being in the first hell realm, the blister hell, they have to suffer in that cold place. So as long that is all the sesame seeds finished.
那么在这个冰雹地狱的众生呢，他们会在那边受很多的苦，一直到这个整个大容器里头的这个芝麻呢都取掉。
So this is then what you call uncountable the year wise. So count it like this way.
那么这个是一个计算方式，就是说它是没有办法计算无量劫的这个时间。
That for the second hell realm, which is called bursting blister hell, right? Bursting blister hell.
那么第二种地狱是裂袍地狱。
So that bursting blister hell.Will suffer there 20 more times, the time wise 20 more times than the first one.
那么在那里受苦的这个众生呢，他们的时间呢是前一类众生的20倍。
And the third one is 20 more time of that second one.
那么第三个地狱的众生呢，他们待在地狱的时间又是20倍第二个地狱的这个时间，就是乘20。
And like that, it's 20 more times the later ones, 20 more times longer than the earlier one.
那么就是说，下一个呢，它的那个时间就是乘20，每一个都是乘20，这样，所以它时间是越来越长的计算。
So this way that the cold realm is like that. It is a very severe, very miserable place.
那么在这个寒冷地狱就是这样，非常的这个痛苦。
That we cannot imagine.
我们不能想象。
And so this, that one must meditate on this suffering.
那么所以我们必须要依这样的一种情况做这个禅定。
So to meditate on this suffering, first one should go with the refuge prayers, and then actually go to meditate on the sufferings, and then at the end dedication of the suffering.Dedication of the merit.
那么这个禅定呢，就是第一呢，我们就要诵这个皈文，然后呢依这样的一种痛苦呢做禅定，然后最后呢做回向。
So the meditation is actually that keeping your mind thinking that I will accumulate proper practice.Or I will practice properly to get away from this samsara by observing the sufferings of this hell.
那么这个禅定呢，就是做这样的一个思维呢，就是说我要不断的升起我的这个正修行呢，以致我能够从这个娑婆当中呢脱离出来。换句话说，就是通过对这个地狱众生所遭受的痛苦，我来做这个禅修。
So then, how to think is first one should think that, alas, from the beginningless time till now, I have been roaming around this sa.
那么要怎么去思维呢？我们就必须思维说，从无始以来直到现在呢，我都一直在这个娑婆中呢，徘徊不断。
So, there is no evidence or there is no confidence for oneself that one will not be born in the hell realm, such hell realm, such cold hell realm.
那么一直没有这样的一个证据呢，说我会生于这个地狱道。
So, the reason is that whole life, the amount one practice the Dharma is very little, and the amount that one have accumulated the non-virtuous deed is much greater than the virtuous deed one created.
那么主要原因说终究我们的这个一生的这个修持的话呢，我们的这个恶的这个会比善的多。
And so now we have no confidence, no evidence that one will not be born in this hell realm. And if one is born in this hell realm, then the place is like that, the suffering is like that, time-wise it's like that. So,You should think that way.
我纠正一下我之前的一个错误，就是我们没有办法说有信心说我绝对不会生于这个地狱道，因为我们的这个恶比这个善多。那么所以我们一旦堕入这个地狱道的话呢，这样的一个地方，它的环境情况就是这样，它所遭受的苦就是这样，它的时间性就是这样的长。
And for example, in this human life, even of slight cold feeling, one cannot endure or one cannot bear.
那么以我们这个人生呢，即便是说一点点的寒冷，我们都没有办法忍受。
So if one is born in the hell realm, it will be really miserable.
那么一旦说若说一个人真的生到这个地狱道的话，这样苦是很难忍受的。
So therefore now, in order to prevent one's rebirth in such places, one must practice the pure Dharma.
那么为了避免说我们会生于这样的一个这一个道的话呢，我们必须要做这个清净法的修持。
So therefore, that since I have this human life, I must put efforts to practice theIs Lamde teaching.
那么现在呢，既然我有这个人生呢，我就必须用这个精进力呢来做这个道果的修持。
And then one must pray to the Triple Gem that in order to be like such Lamde practitioner, please bless me.
那么我们也必须祈求三宝让我们能够如同一切的这个道果的修行人。
And so, observing this way and keeping your mind again, again, thinking that one must do the pure Dharma practice in order to get away from such rebirth. That is called the meditation on this cold hell realm.
那么我们必须要以这样的一个方法呢来做这样的一个观想，一直这样护持我们的这个心，那么去想说因为我们看到说这些地狱道的众生观到说他们的这个种种的苦呢，所以我们修这个清净的法，那让自己不会堕落这样的一个道中，这个就是这个禅修的这个内容。
For example,And the good peoples, one will not break the rules or laws of the country.
那么一个好的人，好的公民，他是不会去破坏这个国家的这个法令的。
Because one is fear of being imprisoned, being punished.
因为一个人会害怕这个牢狱，会害怕这个错误。
So similarly here, one must one must feel that if one do the wrong things, one will be in such place. So one should be refraining from doing the non-virtuous deed and think to practice the Dhamma.
那么同样的道理的，我们必须要有这样的一种就是说我们必须要有这样的一个想法，知道这样的一种痛苦，让自己不会堕入这个地狱，所以我不做任何的这个恶行，而一心的去思维佛法。
So in this way, when you sit and do this meditation, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, depending on your time, and then gradually your mind will be turned to the Dharma.
那么如果我们能够照这个方法去做这个禅修，五分钟、十分钟，那么慢慢慢慢的话，我们的心就会转向这个佛法。
And if when your mind is turned to the Dharma, then your Dharma practice becomes pure and perfect.
那么一旦这个心呢转向佛法的话呢，那么我们的心呢就会清净而圆满。
Because then our Dhamma practice will be, there will be no expectation other than getting away from the hell realm.
那么我们的这个佛法的修持呢，就会是期待说不要堕入这个地狱道。
Generally speaking, the Dhamma practitioner should be free from two things.
那么一般而谈的话呢，这个佛法的修持人呢，必须要具备两点。
The first one is expectation or hope.
那么第一个是期待或者是一种愿求。
Second one is doubt.
第二种是抱着这个怀疑的心。
So whenever we practice the Dhamma, we must not be expecting anything.Any worldly things, like a fame, respect.
所以，当我们在修持佛法的时候呢，我们不应该有对这种世俗的期待，比方说求名啊，或者求别人的尊重。
Or even we must not expect that through practicing these, I will be so quickly get enlightened beings, then I will be greater person, or.
那么即便是说我们做这样，我们做这个佛法的修持，我们也不应该期待说，哦，我可以成为比别人还要伟大伟大的人。
Also, not being excited, for the achievement.
那么也不要对这个成就感到异常的这个兴奋。
Then second one is the doubt. Doubt means sometimes we may feel whether or not I will be successful.In my presence. So we should not have such doubt.
那么这个抱持这个怀疑的心思，有时候我们会打从心里怀疑说，到底我做这样的修持会成功或者不成功，不要有这样的心态。
So we should carry on with our practice, whether there is changes or not, whether there is a sign or not.
那么我们就是这样的一直坚持的去修持，不论说是不是有成功，是不是有任何的这个迹象的征兆。
We don't have to calculate. There is another person to calculate.
我们
our practice.
我们不需要去做计算，这个由别人去做计算。
There's a automatic calculator.
那个有一个很自动的这个计算。
So should we now do the meditation?
那现在就开始做禅修。
We first do the refuge prayer as this is needed. Actually, we were supposed to do yesterday, but time-wise. And this refuge thing is we should do every time in the beginning.
那么
and I'm sorry, one thing. And then after doing this meditation, we must then dedicate because...Just creating the thought of practicing Dharma itself is a great merit.
那么现在呢就到做这个禅修，那在做禅修之前呢，先跟着喇嘛做这个皈依文。那么实际上是每一次在开始的时候呢，都必须先做这个皈依文。那么在静坐之后呢，我们必须做回向，因为做任何佛法的修持呢，都具有这个很大的这个功德。
This is I'm doing here just to set you the examples. And then you can do any time when you have time at your home or here or anywhere.
那么在这里呢，拉姆拉带领我们大家做这个皈依文呢，是给我们做一个示范。那么以后我们在家里或者任何场所，我们都可以这样。
So as I say, you visualize. Okay?
那么拉姆拉会告诉我们怎么做，那么我们就跟着观想。
First, you visualize in front of you, maybe 2 feet up in the space in front of you, are the Buddhas, the teachers, and Bodhisattvas.
那么我们可以观想在前方的两尺前呢，有这个佛，然后我们的这个上师，还有菩萨。
If you cannot imagine clearly the forms, then you just think that they are there.
那么如果说我们没有办法很清晰的观想的话，我们就观想说是在那的。
In fact, one must visualize that whole space in front of you is filled with Buddhas, Bodhisattvas.
那么实际上呢，我们必须观想说，整个这个虚空呢，都是充满了诸佛菩萨自己的上师。
Usual sadhanas or other type of the visualizing the refuge, then there is a different is in a different form. Dharma is.Scripture form and like that, but in this case, there's no such way. Just Buddha along with the Bodhisattvas and your teachers.
那么一般在经典当中呢，都是观这个佛，还有这个法，法是指这个经典。但在这里呢，那个方式是不一样的。我们就观想诸佛菩萨，还有自己的这个指导的这个法师。
And they all are looking at you compassionately.
那么他们正慈悲地注视着自己。
And smiling.
微笑着。
Smile with smile and compassionate.
微笑着，带着慈悲地微笑着。
And then surrounding yourself is all the sentient beings.
那围绕着自己的是一切的六道众生。
And then one.Recite on the page 10.
那么接着呢，就是一起做这个大家手上有这个经典的念诵十页。
Then, so we start from the second word, the second line, which says in the most.
那么我们从第二句开始。
At the same time, you must think that all the sentient beings are together reciting these prayers with you.
那么我们必须观想说，所有一切的众生呢，跟我们一起念这个经文。
The most holy to get guru, who is the essence of the qualities and deeds of the body, voice and mind of all the Tathagatas, abiding in the 10 directions and 3 times, the source of the 84,000 articles of the doctrine and master of the noble assemblies.I and all sentient beings equal to the end of space from this time is reached. That venerable root guru and in the holy masters of the lineage take refuge in the blessed accomplished Buddhas, take refuge in the holy teaching, take refuge in the noble assembly, and then we accumulate from I, we should say,Take refuge in that venerable root guru and in the holy masters of the lineage. Take refuge in the blessed accomplished Buddhas. Take refuge in the holy teaching. Take refuge in the noble assemblies. Again, take refuge in the venerable root guru and in the holy masters of the lineage. Take refuge in the blessed accomplished Buddhas. Take refuge in the holy teaching. Take refuge in the noble assemblies.Two or three. Two times are finished, huh? So this is a way of setting examples. So this is not three times. Normally, you can recite as many times as.
那么对于这个部分，我们用三次，或者更多。
Then we must think that we recite the last sentence, second last line, which says, "Mind,
第十四页。
In the Guru and the three precious gems, I bow down and take refuge. May you place my mind continually. Then, in the most excellent Guru and the three precious gems, I bow down and take refuge. May you place the holy voice, mind of myself and all sentient beings. Bless my mind to proceed the Dharma. Bless me to practice successfully the holy Dharma. Bless me to allay the errors of the path. Bless me that the illusion vision receives Dharma. And now, if you are doing the refuge only, then go to the dedication of merit. And in some case, if you cannot do this sort of text, you can also recite this four sentence that Atisha Sanjila Chapsucho, Chola Chapsucho, Atisha wrote. That sort of refuge prayer.
那么如果说我们只是做这个皈依的话，那么我们做完皈依就做这个回向。如果我们没有办法念这个经文的话，我们也可以根据阿底峡尊者他的四句的个寄送来做这个皈依。
If you are Vajrayana practitioner, already Vajrayana practitioner or Resilyana initiations, then better go through this text.
但是如果是你是金刚城的这个修持弟子的话呢，或者已经接受了这个灌顶，最好就是依据这个经文来做这个皈依。
Now we observe or meditate on the hell realm, the cold hell.
那么现在我们就依这个地狱道众生的情况呢来做这个禅修。
One must think that from the beginningless time.I have been wondering, as I tell you, imagine.
那么现在大家就跟着这个静坐的姿势来做。那么Lamla会一步一步的告诉我们怎么做这个观想。
One must think that one has, from the beginningless time, one has been roaming around this samsara.
那么观想从无始以来呢，我们就在这个娑婆当中呢一直的轮回。
And experiencing so many different sufferings.
体验到种种不同的痛苦。
And now there is no confidence or evidence for oneself that one will not be born in the hell realm or cold hell realm.
那么但是现在呢又没有绝对的信心或者任何的证据可以证明说我们绝对不会投身到这个地狱或者是寒冷地狱。
And right now in this human realm, even the slight cold or chill one cannot bear or endure.
那么现在我们在这个人道即便是一点的这个寒冷呢我们都没有办法忍受。
And if suppose one is born in the cold hell realm, then how could one bear such suffering?
那么如果说我们投身到了这个寒冷的这个地狱的话，那么我们又能怎么样去忍受这样的痛苦呢？
So now what should oneself do? Since if one keep going on not practicing the Dharma, one may definitely be born in such hell realm.
那么我应该怎么做呢？如果说我继续的不修持这个佛法的话呢，那么我必然堕入这个地狱道。
So now one should think that since I have this opportunity to practice Dharma, I must definitely go to practice the pure Dharma or pure Lamdi.
那么做这样的思维，既然现在我有机会修持这个佛法。那么我一定要去修持这清净的佛法，清净的道果法。
And not only just practice, I will definitely try to give the experience of the practice, Dharma practice.
那么不只是修持，我也一定要去体会我在这个佛法上的这个修持的经验。
So in this way, now you keep thinking.That I must now go to practice the pure Dharma in order to avoid the rebirth in the cold hell realm.
那么现在我们就要不断的这样的去思维，就是我要去修持这个清净的佛法，那避免说我堕入这个寒冷的地狱。
Thought, well, well.
那么一直持续这样的一个思维到一小段时间。
Okay.
好了。
So usually we dedicate the merit after this meditation.But since we have a session later at the end, there is a dedication of merit, we will make that.
一般上的做法就是说在这个禅修之后呢，我们就会做这个回向。但是因为这个晚上呢，还有另一堂的这个讲座，所以这个回向会留待会儿。
Now the question. You have any question?
那是问答时间。
Then you can ask, not necessarily related.
那么所提问的这个问题不一定是今天拉姆拉教我们的这个内容，可以是任何的问题。
One question asks, yesterday you mentioned about outer interdependency and inner interdependency. You said that the Buddhists, they based on inner. So could you explain why these two the difference?
那这有师兄问说，昨天拉姆拉提到说这个内在的这个相互因缘，那么他在这呢请拉姆拉进一步的说明。
Interdependence directly meaning is the connection between the two things, but right connection, wrong connection. From the wrong connection, nothing will happen. Like if you beat somebody,That person will never smile. But if you treat him nicely or give him something, he will smile. So that is the interdependence. So law of karma is also interdependence. That through the good actions, never the bad result will come. And through the bad action, never the good result will come. Then so interdependence means also possibilities.Possibilities be through the connection of two. Like, I think most of the technology things, I would say it is they know how to set the interdependence between the things. That is why it happened. Because if we just put few wires and few things there together, it will not happen. But they know how to balance and how to which one and which one. So this is because of the interdependence.Between the things.
那么何谓这个相互因缘呢？就是这个内在的换句话说就是内在的这个互相依靠的这个联系性，比方说两样东西的一个联系它可以是好的也可以是坏的，比方说打一个人，那么那个人绝对不会给你笑脸，这个是有一个内在的这个它是有一个关系的。那么当我们讲到说这个内在因缘法的时候呢，其实因果法也是这相互因缘的这个法则来的。就好比说好的行为产生好的果，好的行为不会产生坏的果，这样的一个说法。那么同时呢，其实它也是一种的我们说的一种的机会，一种的联系。那么拉姆拉给的例子就好比现代的所有的一切的科技，其实它展现出来的就是一种相互联系的这个因缘。那比方说我们就拿几根电线这样放着，或者几样这个东西放着，它不会产生任何的东西的。但是这些搞科技的人，他们知道说怎么样把这些东西联系上来，那么使到说产生这样的一个果也好，或者是一个成效也好，所以它中间就有那个联系的这个因缘。
But interdependence does not mean that everything comes from everything, regardless of the regardless of proper relation between the things, proper relation between the things.
那么它也不
without proper relation of the things.
那它也不是说它是缺少这个适当的这个联系。
But if we were to go deep inside the understanding of the interdependency, then there is also ways to explain. Go to discuss about the interdependence deeply There is also a way to discuss.
但是如果说要深入的去谈这个相互因缘的这个内容的话呢，那么可谈性是很高的。
Means interdependence means nothing exists. Nothing exists independently.
Nothing exists.
Nothing exists independently.
那么他也只说，他没不是。不是存在的这个相互因缘。
Since nothing exists independently, there is a chance to change the things.
那么既然说那个是没有说实际存在的这个相互因缘的话呢，那么就能改变。
And therefore, finally, everything is emptiness.
所以讲到最后呢，一切都是空性。
But then we really need to carefully and deeply discuss about emptiness.
但是对于这个空性的这个课题呢，是必须要谨慎而深入的去讨论的。
The subject emptiness is not an easy thing.
空性的这个可能是不容易的。
It can lead you to the wrong direction.
它可以导向一个错误的方向。
Ayadeva said, those who do not have the enough intelligent through seeing the emptiness, they may fail through the understanding of the emptiness. Do you get what I mean? They may fail.Means they will not achieve, what they want through the meditation of emptiness.
那么如果没有这个具足的这个智慧呢，是没有办法见到这个空性的。即便说是依这个空性来做这个禅修，也没有办法。
If you go seriously and deeply only with the emptiness, you may get mad.
那么如果说我们就是一直深入的去观这个空性的话呢，可能会让自己疯狂掉。
Because you can't accept anything.
因为没有办法接受任何东西。
So then there is nothing around you. There's nothing around you.
因为那个没有东西在我们的这个周遭。
You can't talk to anyone.
不能跟任何人讲话，因为不存在。
So now, what does emptiness mean in Buddhist philosophy? Is that there is no point you can fix your mind.
那么，根据从哲学的角度来看这个空性的话呢，那么它是没有任何一个点可以，就说在我们的心性上，它是没有一个点可以植入的。
So that is only during the meditation of the emptiness.
那么，所以说这个空性呢，只是说在这个禅修当中的。
When you are out of that meditation on emptiness,You should not still think that everything is emptiness.
那么一旦从这个空性的禅修中出来的话呢，那么就不要一直想说这个空性。
You should treat everything, though not inherently existent, but you should treat everything as an illusion, magical object, is it? Magical things, like magical things or illusion.
那么这个初定之后呢，就把所周遭所见呢视为这个虚幻。
Then when you go to meditate, just thinking that nothing exists, it's not a good meditation.
那如果
Just thinking nothing exists. It's not a good meditation on emptiness.
那如果说在禅修当中呢，只是一味的想说没有东西是实际存在的话呢，这不是一个好的禅修。
This is as according to the Mahayana teaching. I'm talking according to Mahayana teaching.
这个是这个大乘显宗的这个说法。
So you must before one go to meditate, one must analyze manas, analyze the things around you.
那么在我们进行禅修之前呢，我们必须对这个法界进行这个分析，就是对所有周围的东西进行分析。
Then you should think that in reality, nothing exists inherently. Inherently is very important in Buddhist philosophy. Inherently, that means we accept something, some existence, in some level. Otherwise, you will not be able to accept the relative truth.
那么对于在这个究竟上的层次来说呢，那么一切都是空性的。但是呢，我们也必须要接受说有一些细微的东西是存在的。
Do everything exist inherently? Ask this question to yourself.
那么是否是所有在整个现象当中呢，有一些的东西是存在的，必须问自己。
And then if you say yes, then if your mind says yes, then you ask your mind again,Where did this table come from?
那么如果说我们的答案是是的，那么我们就问自己说，这张桌子是从哪里来的？
And why we call this table?
为什么叫这个桌子？
This table was not like this even before it came to here.
那么这个桌子来到这之前呢，不是这个样子。
It was, if it is wooden table, then I think first it was tree.
那如果是木的桌子，那之前应该是树。
Then you cut.
那砍伐。
And make the shape.
做一个形状。
And what? Make this design, shape.
做这样的一个形状的设计。
And then you call table.
那么称它为桌子。
Now you are attached to table. Your mind is attached to the table.
那么心呢，就执着于这个是桌子。
Your mind clings to the table. Your mind is clinging to the table.
心执着于这个桌子。
You don't want anyone to take it away from here.
不要任何人将这张桌子从这个地方移开。
And you don't want anyone to break it.
不要有任何人来破坏它。
Because I paid so much dollar on that.
因为我为它付了那么多的钱。
I put the efforts to bring that all the way from somewhere to here.
我花了多么大的力气从别的地方把它搬来这儿。
And now we think that the table really exists, and we have clinging attachment.
那么现在我们就这么会去想，桌子是真实存在，然后就对它产生执着。
After one day, the table is burned.
那么有一天桌子被烧了。
It's turned into the ashes.
成了灰烬。
So now where does table, would you call that table or ash?
那是桌子，还是你称它为灰烬？
So that the table in reality does not exist.
所以这个桌子是不存在。
As we cling to it, it does not exist. When we cling it that it will never get destroyed. It will, as if it is, it is there, or it would be there all the time. So that we have clinging to it.
那么主要情况就是说，我们执着它，我们认为说它是一直存在不毁的。
So now we proved that devil do not exist.
那我们现在证明了桌子是不存在的。
Now we have a.There is the possibility of our mind clinging to the non-existence.
那么
non-existence of the table.
那现在有一个可能性，就是我们执着于一切都是不存在的，执着于不存在的这个桌子。
That is wrong also.
那么也是错的。
If the table, the non-existent, is the nature of the table, where the table in the first place comes there?The table shouldn't be there in the beginning. If the nature of the non-existent, non-existent is the nature of the table, there shouldn't be table in the beginning.
那么如果说桌子的这个实相是不存在的话，那么这也是一个错误的说法。那么为什么这个桌子会在这呢？
So now table is none of them, neither existent nor non-existence.
那桌子是不是存在的，也非不存在的。
Now the third thought comes. It may be both, combination of both, existent and non-existent.
那么第三种的这个想法升起了，它可能是存在跟不存在的结合。
You should also clear that thought by thinking that two contradicting things cannot happen in one place.
那么我们也应该要去清除这样的一种想法，因为两个互相矛盾的这个念头呢，是不可能同时存在的。
Then you will think that now the table must be ultimately that none of them existent, no non-existent, non-existent, no non-existent, none of them.
那我们可能现在做这样的一个有这样的一个想法，就是说这张桌子它不是存在，它也非不存在，它也不是第三种的那个我们讲的非存在的这个概念。
Which means the fourth.
那么这是第四种极端。
So this fourth extreme also cannot happen because there will be the faults from the existent and non-existent, although none of them.There's no such thing that is none of.
那么现在又会产生第四种的这种念头跟想法，那么认为说存在不存在等等这些想法呢，实际上都是不正确的，也不是真实存在的。
So now you will not find any answer, so you are lost.
那现在不可能找到任何答案，我们自己都迷失了。
So you are lost and you don't find answer, stick your mind on that point.
那即便是现在已经迷失了，还是没有达到那个目的。
That is what we call tranquility. Keep your mind on that way, then as long as possible. And then gradually the nature of your mind will change. And less clinging, and at the end there's no clinging. When there's no clinging, everything is beautiful.
那么就是说专注在这种专注清净的这样的一个境界的话呢，慢慢慢慢的我们的心呢就会转向这个很自然的这个本性，那么对事物所有的执着呢都会慢慢慢慢的消除，那么直到没有任何的执着，这个时候的心呢是最美丽的。
This is the way to the meditation on emptinessWe always say, the Buddhist Mahayana philosophy always say, from four extremes. So this is how to free your mind from the four extremes.
那么在大乘中呢，常常说要从四种的这个极端解脱抽离出来，那么就是这样的，所说的就是这样的一个情况。
So in the beginning, you go what we say is analytical meditation. This is analytical meditation. First you observe, then this way andThen you go to meditate. And once you are quite used to it, then you don't have to go energetic. Just sit down and stop your mind, and that's it.
那么这个就是从开始的时候，我们是通过这个分析的这个禅修去看这个某一个事物，然后做这个禅修，慢慢的以后呢，我们就是可以直接的就进入这样的一个状态。
Question?
这里有几个问题想请问一下这个喇嘛，就是说当我们在就是做简单的那个就是心咒的念诵的时候，那么如果我们在就是如果我们有就是十几个咒要念的话，那么是否就是这个皈依文只需要念一遍就够了，那么最后就是念完这几个心咒以后，然后再做一个总回向就可以了，还是每一个就是不同本尊的心咒之前都要做一个皈依文，就都得念诵皈依文然后再做回向。
Lamlai, here is a question. For instance that I'm doing mantra chanting, but I have so many mantra chanting, I have 10 breaths of mantra chanting. Yes, MF needs to maybe receive a lot of chanting, then I have to fulfill my commitment, chant all the mantra, different mantras. So, since I have so many mantras to chant, so does it mean that I'm allowed to do only one? Oh, okay, in other ways that if I have so many mantras to chant, does it mean that I can actually cut down my refuge prayers? For instance, just chant one time for the refuge prayer, or every time before every mantra, I have to do refuge prayer, then mantra, refuge mantra.
I will say whether you want to have a buffet lunch or menu lunch. I'm just joking. Okay, just joking. I'll explain it for you. Well, I mean, it is very good that you chant so many mantras. Well, it is always a good way of receiving the blessings from the different deities and keeping the connections with the different deities.
那么，念诵很多的这个心咒是很好的，因为能够跟许多的这个本尊呢结下这个很良好的这个缘呢，是非常好的。
This is very difficult to advise. But I would say you bet on few things.
但是拉姆拉还是会告诉我们几点。
You recite the Vajrayana mantras or sutra mantras in the sutras. What sort of mantra you recite actually?
Many types.
No. Vajrayana practice the mantras in the Vajrayana teaching or the mantras in the sutras.
那么
他是说那个心咒那个
大乘或者是密宗的心咒比方说
好像都是一样的吧。OK, Vajrayana. Vajrayana mantra.
Vajrayana. Well, this is very difficult because you have your own teacher. Teachers would give you initiation and then you chant and I cannot go against them. But if you ask my personal advice, I would say you better stick on few deities. The most important thing is to believe that the body, mind, speech of all the deities are same, oneness. There's no difference. There are no many different in reality. And then whatever deity you practice, even if that is not connected to you, the connected deity will appear to you. Like in the Virupa's case, he was doing the Chakrasambhara practice, but actually the Vajranarottama appeared.
那么，根据喇嘛的这个说法，就是说，这个心咒的这个念诵呢，最好就是就维持那么几个，维持几个。那么，当我们在做这个修持的时候呢，我们要有这样的一种信念，就是说，所有这个在究竟的层次上呢，所有本尊的身口意呢，都是一样的，没有无二差别的。即便是说我可能有一些本尊我没有去修持他的这个心咒的话，但这个因缘还是会在，它还是会出现的。就像刚才喇嘛所提到的，我忘了是哪个大密鲁巴大师的这个情况就是这样。他修这个本尊，但是另外一个本尊也还是会显现给他的。
And interdependency. So as I explained to you the emptiness, the reason is it is said by Nagarjuna that person who can accept the idea of the emptiness, then he can have everything. So basically the everything is in the nature of the emptiness. So means that there is no in reality inherently existence. So everything can be changed into anything.
那么拉姆拉塞会进一步再借这个内在相互因缘的这个法则呢来解释那么这个空性的问题。那么龙树菩萨呢他谈到这个空性的时候呢就有提到说所有的一切事物呢在究竟的层次上呢它都是空性的，就因为所有一切的万物呢都是空性的，所以呢一样东西可以转换成另一样东西。
So we have a break now.